This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones. Remember 2 years ago, the current congresswoman from Tennessee, one of the congresswomen from Tennessee, simply ran her own campaign ad on her own Twitter account, and the video was banned. And they had congressional hearings. That was a really big deal. Well, now there's a state senator who's in the front running for governor in the state where he's running in Georgia. And he has sent us a letter. He's happy to come on. In fact, I want to get him on the next few days. From Facebook, we've also gotten this from other Republican Party candidates, saying you are not allowed to advertise with Alex Jones or InfoWars. Now, let's be clear. We're not getting any money. Facebook lets them advertise on the page that our people go to and lets them directly message them. Now, the Democrats brag that they basically control Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, so they're all allowed to operate. But this is clear election racketeering, trying to keep conservative candidates from being able to legally and lawfully reach out and politically advertise or reach out to people. It's a huge deal. But here's what's more ominous. They list Ann Coulter, Breitbart, as well, and say on the 24th, that's 8 days away, 9 days away, we will, quote, no longer be available on Facebook. I've been announcing this for 2 days. There's an article last night on InfoWars.com. I'm going to ask our folks to retweet that at Real Alex Jones. And no one even cares because we're so used to the censorship, and now it's hit the flashpoint. You can put a piece of paper on top of a hot stove, and until it hits 450-something degrees, it just browns and yellows. But suddenly it flashes into flame. We're in that political millisecond right now where the censorship is just flame on. It is massive. It is historic. It is draconian. And it is widespread. So we'll be talking about that. Paul Watson's going to join us as well. He put out a critique of the violent anti-American, anti-white, race war, Childish Gambino video, blurred out all the violent stuff. Well, the Childish Gambino video has been force-fed on YouTube 120 million times to everybody, but Paul's video was blocked in less than 6 hours after being up on the grounds that it was violent. But he blurred out the actual simulated killings. So his critique, the most protected form of speech isn't allowed, and I see the bots on InfoWars commenting, oh, it's a private corporation, it can do whatever it wants. Really, YouTube, it has a terms of service that it violates with you. It's selective. It's discriminating on a mass platform. They claim to Congress they'd never do it, that they're a utility. They could be busted up for this. Jack Dorsey didn't say, oh, it's our platform, we own it. On Twitter, he said, we're going to crush conservatives. Close quote. We're going to crush you and silence you. And they've got the Democratic Party trying to shut down InfoWars, trying to kick us off radio stations, trying to ban us from advertising. This is the opposite of free market. It's authoritarianism just like Venezuela. It's just how they operate in Cuba and Venezuela. And it will kill this country, ladies and gentlemen. So it's an amazing time to be alive, and it's extremely, extremely dangerous. So that's all coming up. Now, that's just part of what I'm going to be covering on the historic draconian censorship today. YouTube allows video depiction of massacre to be watched by children, censors criticism of it. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Paul's re-uploaded it to Facebook for now. We have that link in the article so you can see it. Just months ago, they're in Congress saying, when Alex Jones censored, the big three CEOs go, yes, sir, we'll get on that, Congressman Quigley, right now. Sir, we censored Paul Watson and Alex Jones at lunch. He goes, I know, I saw that. They were number one. I want them censored. Fake news. They claim that truck attack in New York was a Muslim. It was not. They go, yes, sir, it was not. He screamed Allah Akbar. It's on record he was. These are dangerous, evil people, folks.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
Show InfoWars and our radio, TV, and internet platforms have been absolutely smashing through the globalist censors. We've been breaking every record, every podcast record, every video download record. We've been getting numbers only rivaled by hip-hop and major motion pictures. We conservatively had 86 million views and listens the week of the election 2016 in November. Despite all their censorship, all their crackdowns, we're exploding on talk radio and on television. But on the internet, they have crushed us down to 20, 30 million views a week. But they've said that for the 2018 election, they are going to basically end all conservative, libertarian, Christian, nationalist media. And it's been announced, it's been caught on hidden camera by Project Veritas, but now they're having congressional hearings. It's happening. And Facebook has announced that as of the 24th of this month, 8-9 days away, Breitbart, InfoWars, Ann Coulter, and it lists others, will no longer be available. When senators and congressmen and gubernatorial candidates and state senators go and they try to buy, not advertising with us, they try to go, show what Facebook does, and buy being able to place ads to InfoWars supporters. We don't even make any money. Zuckerberg does. They're saying those sites will no longer be available. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you they're either going to totally shadow ban us on Facebook on the 24th or something even more draconian, because if they're telling people, hey, sorry, you can spend money contacting these people until the 24th and then they will no longer be available. The documents, the screenshots, they're all on InfoWars.com. I'm going to have it retweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Facebook preparing to ban conservatives before midterm election, social media giant ramping up InfoWars censorship to gain control of the narrative. This is massive violation of the First Amendment, massive political racketeering, incredible fraud. You think Hillary rigging the debates and getting the questions beforehand and, you know, all the fake polls was bad? This is next level. When GOP governor candidate, this other story on InfoWars.com, tried to reach out to our listeners and send them a video of him and his deportation bus that he's got as a stunt. He's current state senator Michael Williams. They were told, we've got this letter right here, you are not allowed to advertise on this list of groups. And it lists them all right here. Ben Carson, Ann Coulter, Andrew Breitbart, still has his personal page on there. Bill O'Reilly, Alex Jones. That's just one guy. I've got all the letters pouring in from Republicans and libertarians and everybody else. And they're like, yeah, they're telling us we're not able to contact your people. Because the media spun it like, oh, if Republicans contact people on Facebook, through Facebook, and Facebook makes money, that's dirty and bad. The Democrats do it 10 to 1. They brag. They brag, we own Facebook. They force feed it. Democrats don't even have to pay. But now they're telling Republicans, your money is not accepted here. Get out of our business. We're not baking your cake. We're not cutting your hair. We're not selling you a shirt. We're not feeding you food at the lunch counter. You don't get to sit at the back of the bus. You get your Republican butt off that bus. We don't care if you're black. We don't care if you're white. If you're a nationalist, a free market person, a conservative, get your butt off this bus now. Now, I love how even The Hill, who'd make fun of me a year ago saying the censorship was here, now they got headlines. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube admit censoring conservatives. This is massive, and it's not their own companies. They advertise, come here, be part of it, follow the rules. You send everybody the traffic, it becomes the internet, and then they cut you off. And then lie about you and call you a racist or an extremist while they do it. Coming up, the bottom of the hour, Paul Joseph Watson put out a viral video exposing the race war anti-white narrative of the Childish Gambino as the answer to the love and what was being put out by Kanye West. He didn't show any of the violence, any of what they showed in the video that's not being censored, that's got 120 million views by Childish Gambino. But Paul's was censored for, quote, showing violence and blocked. We're, again, re-uploading it to a few other places right now. I'm sure they'll try to knock it down as well. But this is where they're trying to kill discourse. Now, I'm done talking about the censorship for now. Paul's coming up. But this is bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than Breitbart. It's bigger than Drudge Report. It's bigger than America. We have censorship in China emanating out. We have Apple moving over there. We have massive censorship intensifying across the world. We have church bells aren't allowed to ring in Germany and Sweden. That's in mainstream news. But the Muslims can blast their call to prayer at full power. All over, they're passing Sharia law in Europe. I mean, this is crazy. Swedish city allows 110 dB Muslim prayer calls, rejects church clock ringing. That's a EuropeWars.com article right now linking to mainstream news. And the only mainstream news covering it's the Russians, because they're pro-Christian now. You know, Irish Times did it too. Now, let's get into this. Wait till you hear this, speaking of the Irish. Just to give you a picture of how this ties together. Irish pressured to house migrants, North African and Islamic invaders, in spare bedrooms, vacation homes, just like Italy, where they throw all the people out of a little hotel on the seaside and say, we're not paying you now. And the federal police put the North Africans into their homes. This is a planned takeover. They want to advertise, come to Europe, everything's free. That's on EuropeWars.com as well, our new Europe Bureau. That's a Dan Lyman story linking to mainstream European news announcing it. And that ties into this. No Whites Allowed Day continues at Evergreen College despite last year's uproar. That's right. No whites are going to be allowed this Saturday at the school. Any professors that complain will be fired. The only whites allowed are the white communists controlling the whole operation. Oh, by the way, four socialists won primaries. Doesn't matter because they're women, so it's okay. In Pennsylvania. That's right. Look at Venezuela collapsing. Look at every other socialist country collapsing. They don't care. Hip, hip, hooray. But these are all leftovers from the whole Bernie movement. So four socialist-backed candidates won Pennsylvania legislative primaries, showing you where the Democrats are, and they're running on a total socialist platform. But that's okay because they're women, so don't criticize them for their horrible views. Well, I guess the dictator of Venezuela at least is a guy, so I can criticize him and people starving and 1,000 dying a week, starvation. But that's okay. Crisis pours into Colombia across border bridge. That's out of the Bakersfield newspaper. And then now from South America, it's collapsing Central America and Mexico's collapsing as millions migrate and flee collapsing communist and socialist countries. But that's okay. We can make it just like that here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fighting. We're having victories for capitalism and free speech, but we, America and a few other nations, are the last stand here. And that's why it's more important than ever. Please spread the word about the live broadcast on TV stations you're watching and radio stations you're listening to, or the internet, Infowars.com. We have our own streaming. We post some of our own videos at Infowars.com/show. And we're adding more of those features soon and working on that. We're making our exodus away, but we're still fighting to try to keep some freedom on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because they said when they're done shutting us down on the wider web, Google's 90% of web searches, YouTube's 70% of video views, when they're done, they're coming to shut us down right here. Hell, Soros and Hillary and their lawyers are suing us right now, saying they want us shut down. So we're fighting on every battlefield and every front we can place our feet on. Please also financially support us. We've got back on sale, back in stock, Survival Shield X2. Learn about why it's so amazing, why it's got thousands of five-star reviews. The Good Halogen, it's back in stock, 25% off for a limited time. Bodies, 50% off. Toothpaste, 50% off. But it's all about to stop.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Why does George Soros, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, the EU, the Vatican, and every other major globalist organization, Hollywood, the communist Chinese, why do they all single Alex Jones out, InfoWars out, and Paul Joseph Watson out, and say that we are to be shut down, and that we are scum, and that we are evil, and that we are bad people, when none of it's true? Because we have built a platform that reaches millions of people a day, but that's not what threatens them. The military, the police, and foreign governments listen. The intelligentsia listen because they know this is one of the only places you can tune in and actually hear real info that they already know. They already know we're telling the truth because they know more than we do in many cases. We told you 5 years ago that Hillary and Obama staged Benghazi to ship three warehouses of high-impact anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Al-Qaeda. When that got exposed, we exposed it first before anybody. Then Colonel Schaefer and others were able to expose it with even more intel. We got massively attacked for that. What do they list in the internal Google documents that have been leaked? Why they want to shut us down? Because we exposed that. We've got more footage of the Palestinians laying on the ground pretending like they've been shot at a mass funeral with sheets over them, and then they take the sheets off and they get back up. I'm going to show that coming up. We take stuff that they don't want out, and we put it out. Does that mean I'm glad Palestinians have been shot? No, I'm not against the Palestinians, but most of the time it's fake. And that's what I'm tired of. And we have the proof. Like they now admit the last chemical attack didn't even happen. Trump's cut the funding for the white helmets. We've been totally proven right about that. That's why I got so mad when Trump bombed the base there over the lie. It's not true. But at least Trump now knows he got lied to. But let me give you the big news. I'm on the elliptical this morning at 8 o'clock. Fox News. Dun, dun, dun. Top story. We've interviewed the man who turned the weapons over that he hadn't finished selling to Al-Qaeda, but says he sold plane load after plane load that landed, and he would give it right to Al-Qaeda. Under U.S. orders. Oh, and guess where a lot of the weapons came through? Out of Mexico. We had Tosh Plumlee, who led squadrons of aircraft before he retired 5 years ago, into Syria and into Iraq landing, and the Wahhabis would come up to the plane. Yes, Tosh himself was flying some of these. For the CIA. Tosh has to live in a secret location in South America now. Oh, 2013, Infowars.com. Former CIA pilot Plumlee says, and he goes through it all. Flashback, Hillary Clinton facilitated legal sales of arms to Al-Qaeda. 2016, the other one was 2013. Trump is right. Here's the proof Hillary and Obama founded ISIS. Infowars.com, Kit Daniels. But those are all 2 years ago. Guys, search engine, Tosh Plumlee, Infowars.com. Show them the 2013, 2014, 2015. The videos, the articles then. That's the really powerful ones. Word for word, what is now Fox News. There it is. 2013, November 1st. Former CIA pilot, he was, by the way, still a pilot at that time, says Reagan administration responsible for death of DEA agent. And you read deeper into the article, because that's not the one. It's another one that came out right after that. You know, what happens is I get on the fly. All the listeners know we exposed this. They know Tosh Plumlee was on. 15 times. They all know we exposed it, and then they're just in there randomly search engineing other times he came on. Here it is. Former CIA whistleblower targeted by government over Facebook post, October 7th, 2013. Julie Wilson. And then it goes into the whole thing about Benghazi and all the rest of it. Yeah, the thing to search is CIA whistleblower Tosh Plumlee. Obama administration and Hillary Clinton shipped arms to Al-Qaeda in Syria. That is the headline. You guys are just getting the Tosh Plumlee search, so you're getting some sub stuff. And there it all is. Gun runner, CIA gun runner. Hillary's Benghazi crimes confirmed. 2015. Major whistleblower breaks down the current state of the country. And there's the whole article and the whole videos. There's a bunch of other ones exposing the entire thing, how it was done, how they shipped the weapons in, how they changed the name to ISIS to confuse people, how they were starting a Middle Eastern war, how she used the State Department export rule to block the ban, how they shipped in the weapons, what the NATO troops told him, what the special operations troops told him, what the other pilots told him, and what he saw with his own eyeballs. And they death-threaded him and everything else. So, you now want to know why they hate us? Because in 2018, dun-dun-dun, Bill Hemmer and the rest of the Fox News staff will tell you everything and give us no credit. Colonel Schaefer went on in 2014 and 15 and said this stuff on Fox. But he said it on Fox Business on Lou Dobbs. Oh, they let him say it, but only on Fox Business. They have him on regular Fox, but not to cover this stuff. You know, he works for Fox. And boy, does he get in trouble when he comes on here. So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. You got the information here 4 years before you got anywhere else. Why are we under attack? Why are we being censored? Why are we being demonized? Why are we being sued? Why are we being lied about? Because we care about America, and we're not rolling over to George Soros. And by the way, people always say, oh, Alex, you know, you sit there and, you know, you act like George Soros is so powerful. Folks, every time I turn around, it's George Soros. You know, George Soros just bought control of Tesla. He'll have control of SpaceX next. And you know how he did it? They had the media badmouth Tesla and badmouth SpaceX and drive down the stocks, billions and billions of dollars. And now Soros, the little doo-doo bird, can come flapping in with only $35 million and leverage it and take control of the company. And then they spin it like, oh, he's buddies with Elon Musk. That's how you do it. He's involved in everything. You turn over any rock. And that guy is waiting underneath it. Now, that said, Paul Joseph Watson is joining us on the massive censorship. Now, I'm going to put out a video later, a special report, with the Tosh Plumlee clips, with everything that was said, and then compare it to the Fox News report, how Hillary and Obama gave the orders to ship the heavy weapons to Al-Qaeda. I gave the U.S. trucks and ammunition to Al-Qaeda. U.S. equipment and weapons handed over to Al-Qaeda. And then it goes through the whole thing and how it happened. Oh, my gosh. And this itself is a whitewash. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The news from 4 years from now today, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, EuropeWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. That's why they hate us. That's why they're after us. Because we're on target, and we'll tell the truth. And, oh, and I'll say it again and again. George Soros said on 60 Minutes he was a Nazi collaborator, and he was proud of it, and he'd do it again. And that's why they got his PR firms out saying he never did such a thing, and I'm a liar. And in all these lawsuits, they just list George Soros in that randomly as a message to me to shut up. No, you're a Nazi collaborator. You're a mass criminal. You overthrow countries. You're the enemy, George Soros. You're a over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you get tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars.com. It's with Tosh Plumlee, one of the CIA men flying the aircraft. And then, who else should we have on? Oh, that's right, Colonel Schaefer, saying that Benghazi was an arms deal gone bad and that Hillary wanted 3 warehouses shipped into where? Syria. Well, Fox News today, this morning, broke it in a big, long 10-page article. I gave the U.S. trucks and ammunition to Al-Qaeda, and the weapons came out of Libya, and it's all right there for everybody. Isn't that interesting? Well, guess what? We talked to the very people that flew it all in. The TOW missiles. the anti-tank, the SAWs, the machine guns, the anti-aircraft. And guess what? Here it is. Infowars.com. An Alex Jones Kurt Nemo story confirmed Benghazi was cover-up of arms transfer to Al-Qaeda in Syria. Oh, my gosh. That's 4+ years ago, August 4th, 2013. That's almost 4.5 years ago. We broke that exclusively, like we do so much more. Like, oh, those questions are staged to Hillary in those CNN debates because she was instantly ready and smiling, and you could tell going from memory, and I could just, and it all of course, all came out. I just said, look staged. Kind of like I could look at her town halls, and I could tell they were shot in like 80 millimeter, or the best HD I've ever seen. I mean, you can tell a movie. You can see pieces of dust in the air. And it came out a month later in WikiLeaks that it was a totally staged event. See, I can look at something and see it's fake. They call that being a conspiracy theorist. But when you actually have the witnesses who flew the aircraft, by the way, folks, Tosh Plumlee risked his life. They tried to basically come and get him. I'm not supposed to talk about it on air, but he left for South America, and he's staying with some old friends down there from his old CIA days, but they're trying to kill him, and he's a hero. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Boom. Tomorrow's news today. Why they hate us. We've got to take those original interviews of Plumlee in 2013 and re-air them. I mean, it is just incredible what criminals Hillary and Obama were when Trump didn't say they were the founders of ISIS. That is 100% totally true. Now, we're going to Paul Watson here in just a moment. We're going to air his censored video when we come back. This is big. This is important. Because the crackdown is now happening. Briefly, financially, we need your support. They've taken the sponsors. Local radio has sponsors. That's great. Support them. The network has their sponsors. But we are 80+% funded by you buying products. InfoWarsStore.com. We have great ultimate turmeric formula, 95% turmeric level. Leading competitors have 3%. Amazing what turmeric does. That's 5 other superfoods in it as well to supercharge it. So 6 super herbs. Strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, the most concentrated. It's 50% off because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. It sold out last time I did this, 2 weeks. I want you to see how great Bodies is. It came back in, sold out for a week, but we got an emergency supply of X2, the good halogen. It is 25% off, even though it is going to sell out soon. Our great fluoride-free toothpaste at 4 to 5 colloidal silver and iodine, it's 50% off for adults, children, the mouthwash, and the immune gargles in 3 sizes. All 6 products in the Super Blue line, 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, makes it easy for you to take care of yourself and your family and fund the operation. Go read the thousands of 5-star reviews. No reviews yet on the Big 5 combo pack, or the Big 6 combo pack, because it's brand new, but that also has free shipping on that combo pack. All right, let's stop right there. Paul Joseph Watson joins us to break down the admitted total crackdown on libertarian, conservative, Christian, nationalist speech all over the world, being led by big tech. Congressional hearings months ago calling for Watson to be banned from Twitter because he dare say that the Muslim attacker with the truck in New York was a Muslim. That was, of course, true. So his crime is saying the sky is blue at high noon and that the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But the truth will out. Now, there's a number one music video out there, and Paul Watson devastates it, coming up when we air this in the next segment. But I wanted him to specifically speak to this. The article's up on InfoWars.com. We have re-uploaded it from Facebook, so you can see the censored video for limited time. We'll probably take that down. YouTube allows video description of massacre to be watched by children, but when we criticize it, they censor the video, criticizing it that censors the violence. So this is exposing them targeting children with this race-baiting, race-war, violent garbage and blocking it from most audiences, but not blocking the actual violence and race-baiting. So total hypocrisy. Total fraud, and then it dovetails in with everything else. Paul, thanks for joining us. Give us an update on this.
Well, the update is literally 5 minutes ago they restored it, which always happens, right? We always make a big deal out of it, point to the fact that this is the Streisand effect. They still seem completely unaware of what the Streisand effect is. Then it ends up getting hundreds of thousands of more views anyway. So it always fails, but they keep doing it. And we've got a platform to kind of push back. Most people don't. Most people just accept it. The video is basically the US Billboard number one hit song right now. It shows, it depicts in bloody gore and violence somebody being shot in the head, a group of gospel singers being massacred with an AK-47. YouTube didn't age restrict it. No, no, no. They promoted it on their trending page for the past 10 days. There's no age restriction. Children can watch this. And it's advertiser friendly. Now, I don't really care, Alex. I don't support censorship in any faction. But it's the double standard. So I put up a video last night criticizing this video, the message behind it. Because the Washington Post, Inside Edition, The View, they all put their videos on YouTube fawning over it and praising it. Basically, it trashes America. It's, you know, the usual Black Lives Matter rhetoric. America's racist, evil, and corrupt. It allows Donald Glover, the creator of this video, to become an international actor, a music star, and be on all the top TV shows every night for the past 2 weeks because America's so evil and racist. So I basically made some points rebutting.
And he's going to be Lando Calrissian in the new movie. It's just so horrible.
Yeah, so horrible. Yeah, he's literally like the most adored, famous person on earth, but America's racist and hates black people, apparently. So I made a video about it, criticizing the message behind it. Within hours, it was put behind what they call the gulag, which is when a video starts to go viral, they immediately shut it down, prevent comments, prevent likes, prevent it from being shared. You have to be signed into a YouTube account to watch it. Basically kills any traction the video has. So understand the fact that the Washington Post and all these other outlets had had their videos on YouTube for days praising the original video. That's fine. As soon as I criticize it with my opinion and don't even show the violence which is in the original, I literally censored the violence which is not censored in the original, which is available for children to watch and is advertiser friendly. So within about 12 hours, it got nearly 200,000 views. It was shut down. It was censored. Now, obviously, we've got some kind of resources to draw attention to this and to freak out about it. So it's just been restored as of about 10 minutes ago. But again, it goes back to the point. There's this narrative, Alex. The conservative snowflakes are complaining about being censored again. What are you talking about? You're never censored. Literally within hours of me making this video, boom, censored. So, yes, we are being censored.
And, Paul, let's expand on that. They then argue, hey, it's their own corporation, blah, blah, blah. The left will sue you if you don't bake their cake. They advertise it as YouTube. We follow the rules. They break the rules. They're allowed to make fun of dead bodies and stuff and not get in trouble. We just expose what they're doing, and they try to deny us from the electronic town square. When we come back, though, we're going to play the censored video that's now been put back up for now, which they killed when it started going mega viral. It's up on Infowars.com. We're going to retweet it right now at Real Alex Jones and at Prison Planet. Paul's Twitter. Paul, please tweet that it's been restored. See it while it's still available. And then we're going to talk about the next level. Facebook is announcing the end of Infowars May 24th.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation.
at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We now take you live to reality. We now take you live to the Central Texas Global Command Center for the Human Awakening. This is the Paul Joseph Watson Transmission.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
What headline did I run yesterday at Infowars.com on the live feeds? Ergun announces global caliphate against Israel, America, and the EU. What is the headline that he officially said today? DrudgeReport.com, please. Tomorrow's news today. Please put it back on screen for me. Ergun urges Islamic world to unite against Israel. Actually, he said more than that, because he said it before. And when he pulled his people out of the Israel and U.S. embassies, that signaled he's going to really take the mask off. So there you go. Back to Paul Watson, Paul. We're going to play this video and come back with five more minutes of you to react to Facebook's announcement that will be removed the 24th. That's what it says. This is just spectacular. They also say Breitbart will be, and others, Ann Coulter. But just before we play this Gambino piece in 1 minute, other points.
Yeah, the other point is this video is based on the premise that the entertainment industry and the media distracts people from real issues. What they call real issues are identity politics, racism, Black Lives Matter rhetoric, which, of course, is all the entertainment industry media talks about. Every award show, NFL, late-night comedy monologues, that's all they talk about. So they're not distracting from it. They're promoting it. So, I mean, I drew attention to this. You know, this the guy behind this video is on every major TV talk show, has been for the past 2 weeks. So the video itself distracts from real issues. I brought up real issues in the actual video. Like, if you really care about black lives, shouldn't the fact that 90% of black people are killed by other black people
clearly,
be part
Paul,
of that the, conversation?
They can't no. deal with the real debate. They're force-feeding this narrative with hundreds of movies, TV shows, trying to cause a race war. It's in the WikiLeaks. We'll be back in a moment after the censored video. Here it is.
It's crazy, but give my number.
America.
Why am I analyzing This Is America by Childish Gambino? Because millions upon millions of people have blithely swallowed the social justice narrative that it promotes. They're calling it
an overnight cultural phenomenon.
This video is basically the antidote to everything Kanye has been saying for the past few weeks. Now, first off, I'm not questioning the talents of either Donald Glover or the choreography for this video, which are both obviously substantial. I am questioning the phony, race-baiting, divisive narrative that the video seeks to elevate. So Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, is essentially playing the role of America. White America, to be more precise. Glover massacring the gospel singers is a reference to the racist murder of black churchgoers in Charleston. The guy shot at the beginning of the video also looks like Trayvon Martin's dad, cementing the Black Lives Matter theme that racist white America is hunting down African Americans. Strangely absent from the 4-minute video is any reference whatsoever to the number one killer of black people in America, which is other black people. A fact you'd think would be part of the conversation if Glover really cared about black lives. Also absent is the fact that black people kill more white people than vice versa, despite the fact that white people make up a far larger percentage of the population.
According to the National Crime Victimization Survey, in 2010, 62,593 blacks were the victims of white violence. During that same year, 320,082 whites were the victims of black violence. That's five times as many violent attacks, but that number is misleading, since the black and white populations are not the same size. When 38 million black Americans commit five times as many violent crimes on 197 million whites as they receive, what you discover is that black perpetrators violently assault white victims 25 times more frequently. And when it comes to a specific kind of violent crime, aggravated assault, the number of black-on-white crimes is 200 times higher than white on black crimes.
Running through the lyrics and the entire video is the theme of Glover and the dancers serving as a distraction from the chaos going on behind them, which is supposed to be an allegory of how entertainment distracts from social justice, racism, and identity politics.
The song's first bridge talks about how entertainment media is serving as a distraction from bigger issues at hand.
What are you talking about? The entertainment industry is now wall-to-wall social justice, racism, and identity politics. You can't get through a late-night comedy monologue, an NFL national anthem, or an awards show speech without being bombarded with social justice, racism, and identity politics. This very video has handed the entertainment industry and the media yet another opportunity to endlessly talk about social justice, racism, and identity politics. Mainstream America doesn't distract from discussions about racism and social justice. It amplifies them at every available opportunity. One of the dance moves Glover performs is the South African Gwara Gwara. To draw a parallel between the racist oppression of black people in South Africa and racism in America. Which is pretty ironic, given that racist oppression currently taking place in South Africa is overwhelmingly directed towards white people.
The South African Parliament has voted in favor of new legislation that could see land from white farmers seized.
He has said that he's not calling for the slaughter of white people, at least not yet. In recent years, there has been a spike in the killing of farmers in South Africa.
The guns being attentively taken care of with a red cloth represents how Republicans care more about guns than lives. Another irony, given that defensive gun uses by victims are more common than gun uses by violent criminals, according to the CDC's own figures. Firearms violence has also been plummeting for the last 20 years, even as gun ownership soared.
Gambino says,
"This is Selly.
Selly could mean cell block, a commonly used tool to unjustly keep blacks in a cycle of incarceration."
Yeah,
50% homicide rate, 13% population rate. Glover also poses and pulls facial expressions like a caricature of Jim Crow. Jim Crow laws were racial segregation laws enacted by Democrats. But as Candace Owens points out, virtually no one complaining about Jim Crow laws today even lived through the Jim Crow era.
Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents didn't. It's embarrassing that you utilize their history. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged American.
Racism and slavery was a horrific chapter of American history, just as it was in every other part of the world where slavery was inflicted on virtually every race on the planet. Why are we still obsessively talking about this hundreds of years later? Could it be because Democrats don't actually care about black lives?
It has been a record year in the city of Chicago, and for all the wrong reasons. The murder rate has never been higher.
And the only thing they actually care about is keeping black people locked in a permanent state of mental victimhood so they can get black votes. Glover trying to escape and run from America, which is represented at the end of the video, encapsulates the overarching nihilistic message that America is corrupt, evil, and racist. So corrupt, evil, and racist that it allows Glover, a black man, to reach the top of his game in both acting and the music industry, while having one of the most celebrated and talked about songs of the year, while appearing on every mainstream talk show on TV, while making tens of millions of dollars in the process. So racist. America is so corrupt and evil, it defeated the twin terrors of fascism and communism, became the biggest economic powerhouse on the planet, created a strong aspirational middle class, including a generation of upwardly mobile black families, improving the lives of hundreds of millions of Americans of all colors, and providing endless opportunities for tens of millions of immigrants thereafter. So racist. But none of that really matters. This music video has had over 120 million views in 10 days. Videos that emphasize its social justice narrative have tens of millions more views. This is a potent piece of cultural and political propaganda delivered via the medium of pop culture. And me sitting here debunking its delusory, sophistic themes isn't going to reach 120 million people. We need to create our own art. We need to create our own music. We need to create our own cultural narrative. Young people don't identify with social justice narratives because of their objective truth. They didn't reason themselves into believing Black Lives Matter rhetoric. They believe it because it's socially acceptable and it inflates their inherent narcissism. They identify with it because it's cool to do so. Videos like this make it cool to do so. We need to make this uncool. We need to make social justice the most embarrassing thing in the world. We need to create an environment where artists can express true diversity of opinion without committing career suicide. We need to incentivize a return to beauty, a return to authenticity, a reassertion of confidence in Western civilization. This isn't America. Spike Lee's new America-bashing movie isn't America. This kind of thing exists to tear down and denigrate the very idea of America. We shouldn't allow this to define what America stands for. We need to define what America stands for. We need to make America.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
The sign.